he was just targeted by like the hardcore kids. There was just always this kind of try hard thing with Corey, and he at some point, you know, showed up to a couple of gigs in basically like a hardcore kid costume, you know, with like the bandanas around the legs and whatnot. And, you know, those kids, I mean, were just all about their idea of authenticity and kill the poser. And Corey was just kind of the ultimate poser, you know, like a week before that, he was like wearing, you know, a tweed jacket with elbow patches and had a fucking pipe, you know, he was like going to go for that thing for a while. And then, you know, then he shows up looking like, you know, Sean Carey's like skank kid. And those kids just mercilessly just heckled the fuck out of Corey forever, you know, and, you know, to the point, I mean, it was fucking, you know, we would call it bullying now, you know, but, yeah, something clicked in Corey at that point, and just, you know, it was like, just ego went into overdrive, and, yeah, you know, I mean, hats off to him for, you know, like, continuing to do stuff, but, you know, these, like, crazy kind of metal bands, and wow, yeah, that guy's a trip. I guess being referred to, you know, in one of the Meat Men's most famous songs like, took a toll on the guy. Yeah, wow. And that was, you know, like 20 something years ago. You know, I was living in Royal Oak, and for some reason he was in town and we got together. And yeah, it was the same shit, you know, just, him just ranting about, you know, one day, one of these days. and you know, and Barry and those guys, you know, still essentially feel the same way too. They're like, yeah, fuck that guy. But I don't think they spend as much time thinking about it, you know.